scared me. I thought there was like an animal or a bug or something.
Well,
you know.
Welcome everybody to Lais and the Coach.
Hi guys.
And no, we are not live.
When I know, I'm like, are we live? Hey guys.
We're back. We are back.
And we have fancy mics.
And we have mics. I wonder if you guys watched the BTS. Not the group, the behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes.
That we just captured and hopefully is out there on the internet.
On the internet.
Yeah.
What's underneath this cup? Oh my God, I hate that. Brie never took this off.
What is it?
It's sticker. Look.
Anyway, we are having our afternoon coffee. But we are excited to be back.
Yes.
I was actually really quick, guys. I was just reading through like the Spotify stuff. And if you upload the video onto Spotify or through the site that we use, it'll upload the audio of the video onto all the other platforms.
Well, that's cool. So if you're Spotify.
So if you're watching the video on Spotify, but you're able to listen to it somewhere else, can you let us know? Like how that works.
That's so cool.
It's so freaking cool.
I like to watch things. Like I need to see it.
I like to listen on the way.
I get distracted if it's
somewhere, or if I'm walking. I can consume audio like that.
Yeah.
But when we're home,
yeah,
I'd rather watch podcasts. Anyway, we are back. We've been gone for a long time.
We were talking about that. How long has it been?
We've been actually trying to get back on forever. Let me just make sure that's recording. We've been trying to get back on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we just keep putting it off and keep putting it off and keep putting it off. And honestly, I regularly tell her how much I want to do the show.
He does.
So we just haven't, we've been doing a lot of things. So,
and if you follow us on social media, you know. We have been nonstop, which we love.
First thing, it's been 3 months since our last episode.
90 days.
And our last episode was an interview. We had Team Dynasty, Stephanie and Carrie.
Yes.
Stephanie just won her 5th world championship.
Yes,
and we're
going to
unpack everything that happened at Worlds.
Breaking records.
But it's been 3 months since our last show. And I think that one of the delays in recording was that For the longest time, we've been doing our show live.
Mm-hmm.
We have always done it live on our Facebook page. So if you are watching it in our Facebook group, shout out to all the people in our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not in our Facebook group, get in our Facebook group.
I know, get in there.
But I think that the delay of trying to time it to make sure that, you know,
it's a good time to go live.
Right, like that was a delay. So we decided that what we were going to do is record the show whenever we recorded it and then upload it on all the platforms.
Yep.
And at least this way we got it done. And on top of that, then we would probably be able to map things out a little bit smoother because we weren't waiting for that moment to go live.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's going to work out great. And I think we're going to be able to put out a lot more content. But what do you guys think about this change?
You know, one of the things, and obviously I'll say it at the end because that's when you're supposed to say it. When you say like, subscribe, comment, you know, do things. But what do you guys think? Do you guys prefer the live format if we're interactive or does it not matter?
Tell us.
Tell us in the comments, depending on where you're watching it.
Look at my Yellowstone mug. If you haven't seen Yellowstone, you're missing out.
If you're listening to this, you're shoving her Yellowstone mug into the camera.
I'm like screaming.
She is a diehard Yellowstone fan.
I am. If you haven't seen it, you're welcome. You can thank me later. Your life is never going to be the same again.
We do like Yellowstone.
Anyway.
What have we been up to for 3 months? Oh my God.
Not been up to for the last 3 months,
man. You know, before we did that last interview, we actually had plans to do a bunch of episodes.
Yes.
And after this, not today, but after this, we're going to be interviewing Brie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to interview Brie for a lot of different reasons. After her last show, then she did another show and got her pro card. Like, we've been trying to get her on the show, but I wanted to interview her for a lot of different reasons, including getting her perspective as a young competitor, how she budgets for these shows, her perspective on all of the things that go into it. Because a lot of times, if you're a competitor, like, and you start, you know, trying to map out all of the things that you need to map out and budget, you know, I think that sometimes insight from someone, you know, as young as her, can breathe a little bit of perspective. So Bree's going to be the next guest podcast. And I think that before we get into like a bunch of things that we want to talk about today, like, let's just quickly recap what we've been up to for the last 3 months.
Do it.
Back in May, I think it was mid-May.
You keep saying that, but I keep meaning to look. I have it written down, but I think it's May. Like, you keep saying that date or that month, and I am not sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 Mid-May, we decided that we were going to reopen the workout.
Yeah.
Our gym. And we went to see a few places, and then we finally found the place, and we signed the lease. And that first week of June, we were open.
Yes.
Now, let me fill you guys in on a couple things. There were a lot of reasons why we wanted to reopen this gym where we reopened it. And there are a lot of reasons why we wanted to do it the way that we're doing it. Number one is because I think that a lot of the things that we do would be useful in a lot of different communities. So this version of our gym, of the workout, is a prototype for a lot more to come.
Yes.
So
it's so exciting.
There's a lot happening.
I was gonna say, it's technically not a reopening. Reopening would be like Miami.
It's an opening.
Like, it's not re.
And again, like, hopefully you guys are following us on IG and on Facebook and stuff, and you've seen the evolution of that. But it's just been a mirage of things over the last 3 months, because while we were doing that, we had teams getting ready to compete in June.
We had teams
getting ready to compete in August in Vegas. We have teams ready to compete in Tampa in 2 weeks. You know, Miami, Atlanta. Like, there's a bunch of things going on. So
photo shoots.
Like there have been so many things happening, and that were happening while we were opening that. And that's kind of one of the reasons that we wanted to do it, because part of the process of creating this prototype is the smoothness of opening, right? The ease at which somebody can actually get this done. But I'll leave that for another day.
Speaking of photo shoots, that's a whole other topic.
Did you guys see our photo shoot with the horse?
It was so epic.
We got a horse.
It was so cool. Well, speaking of Yellowstone, when we were coming up with our theme for that photo shoot, which, believe it or not, he's the one that comes up with all the themes, at least always like the initial idea. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. And then we like work from there. But he was saying, how about this? And he showed me like this cowboy, you know, cowgirl. Like, there's so much of that out there, like in music videos and stuff like that. So like cowboy couture was the theme. And we were talking about it, and I'm like, we need a prop. Like, we need a bull or we need a cow. And I'm like, oh my God, let's get a horse. And he's like, let's do it. I never thought he was going to go for it, but we got a horse.
Sure enough, we got a horse. And there are pictures of that all over social.
It was so cool.
We got on a plane. Which may not seem like a big deal.
It's a big fucking deal to me.
But if you guys have heard any of her rants on airplanes and
petrified
her travel, which is honestly why we did so many road trips.
That was the original reason. But then after that first one, it was like, I actually really enjoyed those road trips outside of the fact that like I didn't have to get on a plane. Like, that was a great part of it, but the main part of it was the experience that we got to have as a family, the things that we got to see. You know, it's a completely, if you've never done like a long road trip, I highly, highly recommend it. It's such a cool experience. But yeah, it did start off with like, I don't want to fly. Can we drive? And so that was the first cross-country trip we did, which was a year ago.
Right.
And we did 3 others since.
Mm-hmm. We've been all over.
Yeah.
We've been all over. So we took a plane to LA.
We did. It was the first time we got on a plane in 2 years.
And we decided to go from one coast to the other. We went all the way.
All the way. Go big or go home.
Right. And then what we did is we rented a car in LA and then drove to Vegas for WBFF Worlds, the World Championship. We were there for a week with our team, participating in all of the cool things that happened during that week. There is everything going on. People from all over the world come in to compete, to participate, to do all things WBFF related, mm-hmm. amateurs, pros. It is the Super Bowl of the WBFF. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't miss it. And because we had just opened the gym, we couldn't go on one of our 2 or 3 week
road trip.
Expeditions, you know.
We're like, we gotta go and come back.
We gotta be able to go and come back. So that was a big incentive for flying. And at the same time, it opened up the door to a bunch of possibilities because we had a great flight.
Yes, great two flights there and back. And yes. Honestly, like, I was petrified. Like, I would be driving in the car in the past and I would see a plane and I'd be like, oh my God, no, like, mm-hmm. I can't. Like, it would give me stress just seeing a plane in the sky. Like, I feel so bad for those people. Like, I'm just imagine being up there. But I'll tell you, like, I really, like, once we decided we needed to fly, like, I really came to terms with it. And I really worked my mind around, like, okay, wait a minute. Like, I never used to be afraid of flying. It was something that was new. Like, it's only been around for the last, like, 5 or 6 years or so.
It just creeped up on you.
It just creeped up on me. Like, old age. Anyway, and so it's like, I was like, if I put myself in this place, like, I can get myself out of it, right? And I was like, just worked my mind towards, like, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's just, it's fine. I don't love the takeoff or the landing, and I definitely don't like turbulence. It is not like a pothole when you're driving a car. I fucking hate when people say that. It's just like if you're driving down the street and there's a pothole, except it's not because you're fucking all the way in space. It's not the same. But anyway, we did it. I did good. And now I feel really good about it. I'm like, okay, we can fly. Like, I will do
100%.
It
was a win in more ways than one.
Yes.
Because honestly, like, I was, when we got to LA, I said, if you look at the time right now, we would still be in Florida.
I know.
You know, those five hours went quick. And literally, if you've never driven, like, through the panhandle, like, we would have still been in Florida.
It feels like 5 years to get out of Florida. Yeah. That first road trip, we were like, we're still in Florida. And it had been like 10 hours. Yeah. It was crazy.
Anyway. So we were in Vegas for a week, and one of the things, she was not competing, but we did have a big team of competitors. Team Forever showed up big in Vegas.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens during that week at Worlds, during registration night, is that there are a lot of recognition given out. They nominate a bunch of different athletes for male model of the year, female model of the year, coach of the year. And one of the other recognitions is being nominated for team of the year, which if you look back in our stand, we've been nominated for team of the year 3 times. Mm-hmm.
Coach and model and ambassador.
And this time when they announced the winner of the team of the year, they announced Team Forever.
Yeah.
So this year we are the best team in the WBFF. Or team of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, our plaque is right back there. And
it was so epic.
It was a moment of like, who are they calling?
Yeah. I looked to my side. I'm like, oh, who do I get to like clap
right.
for?
It was like, there's another team with our name. It was great.
It was great.
It was surreal. But honestly, there's been so many things going on that it came and went. And I don't think that either one of us has really embraced it yet. Or like just taking it in.
Have you guys ever experienced that?
Yeah.
When you're just like, you're so busy in the best of ways.
In the best of ways.
Everything,
because the thing is that it's not the end of the season. We're in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Like, we got so many shows left. I don't know if we'll be able to take it all in until the season.
Until December.
Until the season ends in December. And there's a gap there where there are no shows. And we're like, holy shit. Like, we did that.
Because
it's
like, it's such an honor and it's surreal. And it's like,
right. Teams from all over the world, Korea, Europe, Australia, all the teams in the US.
Yeah. We came into the space, technically speaking, not so long ago. And we've mm-hmm. done so much in it, you know, and I'm so proud of it. But I haven't really had a moment to be like, holy shit, like that just happened, you know? Like,
right. So an incredible thank you to Paul and Allison and everybody at the WBFF.
Yes, absolutely.
Ginormous shout out and hug to everybody on Team Forever.
Yes.
Current team members and former team members.
Yes.
If you've ever been a part of our Team Forever experience, then, you know, thank you for having been a part of that.
Yes.
You know, this year may have been the year that, you know, we got recognized, but honestly, every year that we've done it has been awesome for us.
100%.
So, you know, and considering that we just got a horse, like, where do we go from there? Like,
we have to top it in the next photo shoot.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of things coming.
There's a lot of things coming. We're just getting started.
So make sure you're following. We are gearing up for the WBFF Tampa show in September.
There's three shows left this
year. There are three shows left that we're going to. Tampa, September 10th. Miami, November 12th. And then Atlantic City to close the season, December 3rd. Yes. She is in smack in the middle or beginning of her prep.
For Atlantic City, December 3rd.
For Atlantic City, where last year she took second in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And this year our main goal is to bring a better package than we did last year.
In every way.
So last year she looked amazing and we are trying to top that this year. That is our goal. So we are going all in on that and we are not pulling any punches. We are going to do all the things.
So buckle up, bitches.
And with that said,
it is going down.
You know, one of the things is we've been gone from our podcast for 3 months. But both of us have YouTube series we've been documenting everything, the photo shoots, the training, the eating, the road trip, the prep, all of that stuff has been an individual, like we do, listen, everybody on YouTube does different things, but we do either daily recaps or weekly recaps of all of the things that happen because we always want to be able to share that no one here at home is eating, breathing, and you know,
living,
training like, all day long like a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
like there are a million things going on. You know,
we have no idea. We try to give you an idea, but it's still impossible.
Right,
to
like
how many
like,
things are happening
on top of all of the work. You know, the businesses and different things like that. We have kids. You know, we have a relationship. Like we have a life just like everybody else. And part of the mission to document all that is to take you guys along the road to everything getting done. So that one, you can maybe draw from that and say, shit, I can get things done. Mm-hmm. You know,
get rid of your excuses.
Or that you could go along and be like, wow, like, you know what? Maybe I learned something from that video. Take a tip from that, either in something that you saw during a recipe or in a workout or something. You know, that's
those travel hacks.
And the travel
hacks are really good. People just think saying. That they travel and
but,
that's it.
But
and
one of like, the things no. is also for us, like we like, you know, I don't know how old you guys are on the other side of the mic or the screen, but I remember a time where you used to take your camera to Walgreens and then have to wait a week to see pictures. Like,
it
is so cool to be able to watch these montage videos of all of the things that we've done. You know, like 2 weeks ago, we were watching our Vegas trip from last year. You know, it was so cool to relive it. And it was also motivating. Like to remember where we were in that time, inspired and juiced up for competition and all of that. So
juiced up as an excited.
Yeah. Come
listen,
on, guys.
People already don't think I eat the food that I post.
Come
okay?
on, guys. Anyway.
Anyway.
So we haven't been on the podcast, but we have been documenting and both our channels have different series.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not the same series on both channels.
No, so go watch them. So I just wrapped up my summer series, which ended at WBFF Worlds, and we took you through that entire week. And my Road to Atlantic City is dropping next week.
And speaking of that, I think that one of the things that we've been honestly like wanting to come talk about, and it's been something that comes up forever. Like, I think since the first time you got on stage,
okay.
is how many times somebody reaches out and says, I want to get in shape like one of the girls that gets on stage, or I want to prep like one of the girls that gets on stage, but I don't want to get on stage.
Yes.
I don't want to compete.
All the time.
It happens all the time.
All the time.
And I get it. I understand what you're trying to say, right? But thank you. But it doesn't work that way for a lot of reasons.
It does not work that way.
It does not
Let's
work.
Start there.
But let me break down why it doesn't work that way.
There we go.
The number one reason is the people that are getting ready to get on stage have that as their goal, right? So they are committed to doing all of the things required to get on stage. The food, the training, the water, the sleep, the posing, the bikini, the outfits, all of the things that are required week in and week out, no matter what. Yep. They're doing all of the things and all of those things compound over time, right?
They're doing it no matter what.
And they're doing it no matter what.
Yep.
And they're doing it no matter what, because they have a target date that's clear. They have a goal and a deadline that's clear. And if time continues to pass and they don't do the things, then they are not going to feel their best and look their best when the moment to get on stage comes.
Nobody's okay. going to not put an effort to, at the end of that, get on stage in a bikini. Like,
right.
No one would do something like
now,
that.
Now, let's say you wanted to apply the same principles, but your end goal was to go on a cruise, right? Same thing, right? These people pay for their competition to do it. You pay for your cruise, right? But along the way, as you are getting prepared to go for your cruise, there's a party and there's a treat. And Crumble Cookie releases a new cookie that you want to try, right? And you went out to dinner and you skipped the workout and you did the thing and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, right? And at the end of the time that was designated to get ready for your cruise, you didn't do all the things that were required. You are going to still go on your cruise.
Yes.
No matter what, right? Whether you did all the things and got in shape or not. The person going on stage may not feel comfortable getting on stage because they didn't do all the things, right? Not to mention that they are preparing, like their ultimate outcome is that physique look, while as your ultimate outcome is to look better while you were on the cruise, but the cruise is still going to happen. So a lot of times I understand it's like, yeah, I want to look like that.
I
want to
diet
those things.
And train like somebody that's going to get on stage because I want to look like that.
And you can do it
if you
have the discipline, right, to do it. And you can show up every day, no matter what, eat the food, no matter what, do the things, no matter what. And in our world, the Team Forever world, the way that I prep people and diet, there's tons of flexibility. And inside of that, there are still challenges, okay? Because it's that consistency that gets tiring, not the food.
Yeah.
That mental thing that you've been eating. Listen, if you don't watch, please watch some of the things that we share with the food. My people are eating tacos and burgers and ice cream every night. But what they get tired of is day in and day out having to execute no matter what.
Yep.
And I call that consistency fatigue. And then that is the thing that you may have to overcome, that when the goal isn't like that, you may not want to.
The only goal that I've seen in all this time that we've been doing this, that I've seen that makes a journey non-negotiable, is the stage. There's no other goal that makes someone be non-negotiable about it. There's no photo shoot, there's no trip, there's no wedding, there's no anything that will make someone do things no matter what and apply that level of consistency and that level of effort toward anything other than the stage. And so while you can follow a protocol like that and insert a random date and pretend that's your show date, you won't, right? Like, it just doesn't happen. With that said, the stage is not for everybody, but using that as a goal, like maybe you're like, I don't necessarily want to get on stage, but I'm going to get on stage that one time to achieve this body, right? Not necessarily like, because I want to continuously compete.
Right.
Right. But you can use it as a goal to achieve a certain, like a physique. It's like, if you signed up for a marathon and you're like, I don't really want to keep running marathons, but I want to get myself in that kind of shape. So like cardio shape, right? Like, how do you say that?
Cardiovascular. Yeah.
Cardiovascular.
Endurance.
Shape. Endurance. That's what I was looking for. Right. I want to achieve that for whatever reason. So I'm going to sign up for this marathon and I'm going to train for it. And even though I'm not going to continue doing marathons, I'm going to achieve what I want because that goal is going to, like, I'm going to have to. And then after that, I can maintain this or insert thing. But if you don't have that compelling goal that's that big, like in this case for physical transformation, the stage, it just never happens that way. It never plays out that way.
Now, there are three things that I'd like to add or piggyback on.
Okay.
Number one is a different version of that question. And the way it's presented to me usually is, you know, I'm going to a thing or I'm doing a thing and I want to diet like if I was getting ready for the stage. And I'm doing this thing in 4 weeks. I get what you're trying to say. You would like to implement the strategy that a competitor uses the last 4 weeks of their show to get ready for the stage. But here's the obstacle with that. She's preparing for her 9th show. So she's done this 9 other times, right? And her prep, or the final stages of her prep, final stages, are going to last 16 weeks. Mathematically, you're not going to get the same kind of outcome. You haven't put in 8 other shows. You haven't put in 12 other weeks, right? So trying to copy the final 4 weeks or implement an aggressive strategy so that you can achieve the same result just isn't going to happen. So that isn't
work that way.
It isn't the right way to phrase it, or isn't the right approach.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that I want to say. The second thing is, if you're using that look as a benchmark, right, then you're setting yourself up for a situation where it may not fulfill itself, because the people that are getting ready for the stage, especially a pro competitor like her, like, are going all in. And this is a very, this is one of the top things on the list of priorities of things to do for her. And it may not be for you. Just like any other sport, you can't say, you know, I want to play like Michael Jordan, right? When you play recreationally on Saturday, right?
That's a good comparison.
Right? Or like LeBron, or like, I want to run as fast as Usain Bolt, and, you know, you're racing your kids. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't use the benchmark of people that do this regularly or professionally as the thing that you're shooting for when you are not at that level yet, nor are you interested in getting to that level.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third thing that I want to say is that a lot of times, it's like we touched on before, could you walk around what I call sliced and diced, peeled out of your mind, where you have striations, you know, every time you move your arm forward and back, to go to the grocery store, or, you know, to walk around your neighborhood? Yeah, you can. But then you're gonna have to put in that level of work, right? And the process to get there is one part, and then the process to keep it is another, right? And then what happens is, if you don't have something compelling that drives you to keep doing it, right, then unfortunately it is a little bit harder to accomplish and sustain, mm-hmm. because you don't have that external compelling force driving you to do it.
Yes.
You know, if you love or hate your job, right? Let's say you hate it, but it is what you need to provide or pay your bills or eat or whatever, then you tend to show up no matter what.
You suck it up.
If you love your job, you know, like we do, right? You never work a day in your life.
Or you work all the days.
You work every freaking day, yeah. right? Like, so it's one of those things where you've got to like add a little bit more context and have a little bit more clarity in what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then a little asterisk there on the food component. A lot of times people don't even know what goes into it, because it is not a restrictive environment, again, the way that we do it. And I think that sometimes people have so many misconceptions
and
on
I
food
understand that.
Still,
yeah.
right? With There's all the so information out there.
I know.
There are still so many misconceptions
of what people think it takes to achieve a big goal. Both with food and with exercise, you know, like, how many times have we heard it? Like, you must not eat any carbs. You must work out all day. Like, who the fuck works out all day?
Right.
You must do all this cardio, or, oh, I can't do that because of my kids and my whatever. And it's back to what you're saying. If the goal is that big, then it's like, yeah, I have kids. Yeah, I have work. Yeah, I have a relationship. But at the same time, it's like, the other stuff has to be non-negotiable. Like, when you're tired, when you have to move things around, when you have to miss certain things, right? It's like, it is what it is. Like,
and again, back to those definitions, you know, when somebody comes to me and I'm having a consultation with someone, and they're like, you know, I've been eating healthy and I've been doing cardio and, you know, I'm not losing weight, nothing's working. When we start to break it down, you know, eating healthy is a really subjective term and can mean so many things to so many different people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's really the term that you should be using. You could say, you know, I've been trying to eat better or trying to eat more nutritious foods. But, you know, eating healthy, you know, if you're describing, you know, eating fruits and vegetables as eating healthy, and I've been doing my cardio, like, you walk twice a week. Like, once we start to dive in and break that down, what we find is that, you know, and this is Brian and Carrie's phrase, you know, the story you tell is the truth you know.
Yes.
So if you convince
BG and Carrie.
So if you convince yourself that, you know, you're putting in max effort and you're ultra healthy with what you're doing and you're doing all this exercise, but then we have a sit down and you had grapes for breakfast Monday and Wednesday you went for a walk and that's all you remember. But then as I ask you, you forgot that you had pizza on Tuesday and that, you know, you binged on Friday and you did all these other things, like, but you don't want to remember them when you articulate that you do these things. then that could become a problem in what you believe about what you're doing.
I think the healthy thing is like a whole podcast on its own and passed on. So what is healthy? But healthy doesn't translate into weight loss or fat loss or body transformations or anything like that. Because you could eat a shitload of acai bowls and avocado and all the healthy things and have a lot more calories than if you went to McDonald's for every meal. So healthy and weight loss, fat loss, body transformation don't go together necessarily, okay? Like one thing has nothing to do
with. And I think that you're right. I think that's definitely like a whole podcast on its own. Let us know, like, do you guys think that we should do an episode on what healthy eating really means or what we would consider that to be and like kind of break that down. I think that one of the other things that we wanted to ask you guys is, how about some of these other topics? Like we did a relationship one, like what it's like to be together 24/7, right?
We've had so many people like talk about that in conversations. Like we'd be having a conversation with any of our clients or even just other people like, on your podcast, your relationship podcast, you said this. Like it's, I think a lot of times relationship is the thing that people like navigate differently and they like hearing about all relationships.
So do you guys want to talk relationships?
Kids,
but like for real,
like for real,
like not
for real, for real,
not over the table. Like, do you want us to like just say what's on our mind and how we feel about it?
Do you
put that in the comments too,
yes.
Or let us know? Like, we could do a PG-13 one on what we think, or we could do something that's more like what we really think about.
We have a lot of thoughts.
We have a lot of opinions on a lot of the nonsense that goes on, so which is why we don't do any of it.
That's why we have a lot to say about relationships, about kids and raising kids and parenting.
How about that back to school line? How's that going for you this week? Anyway, let us know in the comments.
Food stuff, for all the things, but
yeah,
tell us.
Let us know what about those things you'd like to hear. Yes. Also, let us know who you'd like us to interview on the show.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tag them or write their name. We'll reach out.
Yes.
We'll send a screenshot and say, hey, so-and-so said that, you know, it'd be
you.
A great idea for you to be on our show and us to chat.
Do it.
What do you want to plug? I didn't want to make this first episode too long.
Yeah, we wanted to recap and then just go into
right. So you guys know that we are back.
Watch our YouTube.
This episode is going to be on her channel and my channel.
Yes.
So depending on where you're consuming it, then there is either a series below that or.
And they're all great. Even the older ones, like you were saying, we were watching it the other day. We're like, oh my God, what about this? What about that? So watch our YouTube. If you don't follow us on social media, then obviously do that.
Right.
I do wanted to share really quick. I have a women's only group on Facebook. It's a private Facebook page for women only. And everything that I share in there is exclusive to that page. So if you're a woman and you would like to join that group, just, I'm going to plug it here. You're going to plug it here?
I can plug it there. Yeah, we can plug
it
here.
All you guys do is click on the link. I'll approve it. I'd love to have you.
I'll put the link. If you're on YouTube or wherever you're listening, the link will be in the description. I'll put that there.
Okay, perfect.
I try to start a guys group.
How's that going?
Guys are very interesting. Because guys have a lot to say. Because I'm in like a dad's group or something. And there's a lot to say. Some of it is like...
Oh no, those moms groups I was in are fucking weird. That is not what we do. We do magical women stuff.
Right. So I tried to start a guys only group. And you know, unfortunately, like it just wasn't happening. It's not that I don't want to, but it's like, hey. It's like,
but a lot I kind of agree with that, but a lot of those moms groups are like complaining and gossipy and like I hate that shit. So it's so negative and so like meh, like annoying. That is a completely different space that I'm creating, that I've been creating for a while, that we don't do any of that. There's nothing negative. There's no complaining. If you need a bitch, this is not the group for you.
Right.
This is like uplifting, positive, you know, questions that make you think and things that just make you just look at things a different way and connecting with other women, but it's all positive and uplifting. We are not complaining. We are not gossiping. We don't do any of that shit. It's not the group for you if that's what you're looking for.
Last thing, we're doing an 8-week transformation,
yes,
at our gym.
I'm so excited about that.
And I've decided to open it to anyone, anywhere. Like, if you guys didn't know, like, all of our coaching, 90% of it, or anyone that doesn't come to our gym, which is 95%, is all remote. Like, yeah. I coach people all over the world. So I am opening up that 8-week transformation to anyone that is interested. It doesn't matter where you live, as long as you have internet and, you know, a phone,
which hopefully you do, then, since 2022,
then we can definitely set that up for you. Mm-hmm. But I really don't have a lot of spots.
No,
I really don't. You know, she's going to kill me.
I will.
If I take a lot of people. So like,
literally
like three to five people.
Yeah.
Tops.
So we're opening it to our gym locally, but we're opening to anybody else. Remote,
right.
Anywhere in the
so
world.
So if you're interested,
working with us.
Yeah.
Currently.
If you're not working with us currently, and you're interested, you know, an 8-week challenge like that is always a cool way to get a taste for what we do.
And to kickstart your journey.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not doing anything or if what you've been doing isn't working, 8 weeks is 8 weeks, and anyone should be able to go all in for 8 weeks.
100%.
And when you do, it just feels really good. Like,
100%.
Wow, I stuck this out.
So we're starting that September 5th. And if you are interested in that, just reach out wherever you're consuming this. Like, just reach out to us. We're everywhere.
Yes.
IG, Facebook.
We're everywhere.
TikTok.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got to get back on TikTok. I've really been meaning to. I love TikTok. But every time I go on TikTok, I just end up like laughing for an hour.
Yeah.
I never.
Anyway, so we are back and we are excited to be back. Like I said, our next episode is going to be an interview with Bree. So I hope you guys tune into that. Let us know what you think of the recorded versus the live. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, and share this podcast. And normally I say do the things that people do on podcasts, but the truth is that we want to grow this podcast and we want to, you know, do more on this platform. And, you know,
We have a lot to share.
The only way that is done, and we've seen it over and over again and time again, is if the people that are consuming it like, share, comment, you know, subscribe to it.
Let us know.
So that, you know, and plus it gives us feedback on whether or not,
totally,
you know, we're talking to ourselves or, which wouldn't be weird. But, you know, so this way we know what direction we're taking the show in.
Totally.
All right. So it's great to be back, guys.
Awesome.
Let us know. Keep us posted. Stay in touch. Until next time. Peace out.
Bye. Yay. Oh my God, this thing is so itchy.